But, you know, I look at everything positive, and, you know, at least it kind of happened early in the year, so I have a full year to recover and be back for next year, and that's how I look at it.
Sort of watch that play over again, trying to see how it happened.
Right.
I'm sure you did the same. Was it from when the guy hit you, like, on the side, or was it non-contact related?
You know, I think that kind of just, yeah, kind of when you run down, you're kind of breaking down to make the tackle, it threw me off. You know, maybe he nudged me a little bit from the side or kind of from the back, and threw me off, you know, almost my center of gravity. And, you know, I think that, you know, you can only look into it so much and say, well, it happened, you know, so I don't know.
Now you get to drink beers in the locker room?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I wish. No.
Are you in the rehab phase at this point, or are you still waiting to have it?
Right. Yeah, I'm still waiting to have surgery, getting it back and everything, but I'm coming along good. I mean, as good as you can so far, so we'll see.
Is it having the injury was probably, you know, shocking enough and hard to absorb, but was that those next couple of days tense for you with, you know, getting waived before playing? Was it, how tense was that, and what was going through your mind during those couple of days?
Right. You just don't know. I mean, it doesn't ever make a lot of sense for, you know, another team kind of to pick, in my circumstance, to pick me up. You know, this is my last year on my contract and whatnot. So I understand, you know, why the Patriots did it. But, you know, after you tear your ACL and kind of like be on waivers for 24 hours, I'm not going to lie and say I wasn't nervous for 24 hours just for the fact that you might have to pick up and move, and, you know, it'd be a tough transition, you know, in that kind of situation.
You ever incurred an injury in any sport at any time, whether it be in, you know, middle school, high school, college, where you had to miss a significant period of time and have a season taken?
No, not really. This is definitely my longest outing of sports, but, you know, I work hard.
And, okay.
Right. And the thing is, you know, I'm hanging out with a couple of guys, and, you know, I still watch film every day with, you know, like Lofa, Tutupu, and whatnot. We watch every game, and, you know, because I think that's half of it. If you're out for, you know, a little bit of time, it's more the mental aspect of the game that, you know, people slow down on and don't pay attention to the details. And, you know, so I like, you know, in my own time, I like breaking down different offensive coordinators. I like just seeing what other teams are doing, and, you know, because you never know. And I just love studying the game. So even when I'm out of here, or, you know, I might not be in a couple of meetings, I still come to meetings and whatnot just because I dig it. Mm-hmm. I love football. And so, you know, when I'm at home, I still watch all the other games and just break down formations and whatnot just to stay on top of the mental aspect of the game.
Given the fact that you do still dig football, how helpful is it to be around this particular organization?
Right.
And given what you're going through, to still be around the organization in the meetings and all that.
Right. I mean, you learn so much around here. That's the main thing is, you know, I didn't really, until I got here, I thought I knew football, and then I got here and I was like, I didn't know anything about football. Shoot, I still, you know, still learn more and more every day, but, you know, Belichick does a great job at just, you know, breaking down formations, breaking down film for you, and help you understand the concepts of what teams do. And so I can, you know, take that and carry it over to, like, other offensive coordinators and whatnot and just break them down the same way and the same format in your mind.
Are you trying to look at it as a blessing in disguise? I mean, obviously you have to be playing, but right. The fact is that you can now focus on some of the things that maybe as an active player you wouldn't be able to.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes you get caught up. I mean, obviously I want to be on the field. There's no question about that. But sometimes you get caught up, you know, in the moment of just, you know, trying to rehab, you know, take care of your body and stuff instead of really harnessing in and learning the game. And I look at this in a positive light, and I kind of just say, you know, this is my year where I'm going to really just harness in and study the game and learn it from head to toe what I can in one season.
Do you have a date set for the
repair? Yeah, next week.
Can you relate to what's going through a lot of the guys' minds today? I mean, 2 years ago, you were an undrafted free agent, just not knowing what's to come, and a lot of guys are not going to be here as of tonight. Can you relate to that, what's going through people's
minds? I mean, you never know. That's the main thing is I remember my rookie year, one of the coaches, I won't say, you know, one of the coaches, you know, I kind of like came in my rookie out, you know, it's that sick feeling. You kind of, even if you think you're on the team, you still don't know unless, you're just one of the guys. So, and I've always been, you know, kind of like, you don't know. And it's tough, especially that rookie year where you're like, did I make the team or not? So I came in, and it was like 4 o'clock my rookie year, and I was like, did I make the team? And one of the coaches was like, hey, one thing you got to learn right now is that you never made the team, you know, especially around here. Is you could be gone tomorrow. Even if you make the team today, you could be gone tomorrow. And I was like, that hit home, you know. I was like, all right, so I made the team for today, and I'll come to work tomorrow. And, you know, that's how you look at it. And, you know, I wish that this is such a good group of guys that you wish that everybody could stick around, but, you know, it doesn't work out that way.
You mentioned Lofa.
Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with him? I mean, he's not a Patriot.
Right. His dad played out here, and, you know, just meeting through other guys that played with him and stuff, and, you know, it actually brings a lot of relief because... You don't, you know, I mean, being that, right, he's a little banged up right now as well. And so it's good. It's good to hang out with a guy, you know, who knows the game.
Sort of around here.
Right, and we get along great, and, you know, I study. And you're not studying. It's not like you're sitting there watching TV and just being like, well, break down. But, you know, you pick up different things, and here we are. We're both injured, and he's helping me on, you know, techniques and man coverage in his basement the other night, and it's just funny, you know, like, I got torn ACL, I'm worried about next year, you know, and he's worried about later this season, getting back and whatnot, so it's, you know, we just take whatever we can off each other, and it's great.
Dave, yeah. Did you have any why me thoughts after you got hurt, and if so, how long did those last?
You always think, I always think, you know, if I was in a different position at a different time kind of deal, but... That honestly lasted for a day. You know, it happened through that day. I said, well, I wish I could have been in a different position. But after that, I was over it. I was like, there's, you can only, you know, feel bad for yourself for so long. And then it does no good, especially for rehab. You got to be positive. So thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.